You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We think the Boz is going to be calling in. We'll see. Hopefully he will be here shortly, 9 o'clock and 9:01 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros, 3 o'clock game today. What? Lance McCullers against Lance Lynn. Lance, this is your game. This is what we live for, the Lance game. How about that? There's a Lance game.
Lynn and McCullers, you don't see that very often.
No, you don't. When's the last time two Lances matched up?
It's been me and Berkman when I was here in 2007. Probably.
Really?
Me and Lance Berkman. Yeah.
You and Lance Berkman. You hooked up in what?
We didn't hook up.
No, well, you just.
Yeah, easy. Berkman doesn't want to have that kind of thing out there.
No, he doesn't want anything like that. Brian Bosworth throwing in us right now on ESPN 97.5 as it is Texas OU week. So we bring in the boss to talk a little bit about this game. Brian, welcome to the show. Welcome back. You've been on this show before. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
So you've gone well the last time, otherwise you wouldn't ask me again.
Well, you did just great. You were in here in studio with Alonzo Highsmith, as a matter of fact, and we talked about that game.
And, yeah, what a stud that dude was when he was a player. Golly. The hardest dude I ever hit.
Really? He was the hardest guy you ever hit. That is something.
I mean, just when you square up on Alonzo, I mean, you know Alonzo, he's four square. I mean, he is as thick and tall and strong as they get.
He really was. That was something. And that game was something, that whole thing. Talk about this game, though. We had Dusty Dvorak on yesterday, as a matter of fact, and asked him about playing in this game. How is this game, this Texas OU game, different?
Well, I mean, obviously rivalry games. It doesn't matter whether it's Florida, Georgia, or Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. They drip with drama. And in this case, you know, it's positioned at that perfect time of the season. Both programs have had success the beginning part of the season with the one setback that Arkansas handed Texas. But as this game is played, the momentum of the victor is what sustains them throughout the remaining part of the Big 12 season. And the other one has to play catch-up. So, I've always said in this game, it's the hungry get the harvest, because those kids out there play with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. The fundamental breakdown of the team that does their jobs the best with minimalizing their mistakes and turnovers generally comes out the victor. But, you know, crazy things happen in this game, as like last year's four overtimes. And you just never know. That's what makes the game so fun. Because one team could be rated number one, the other one could be rated number 25, and, you know, the 25th, you know, rated guy comes in and upsets them. So it's a fun game to play in, and it's a fun game to watch for the fans.
And it really is true in rivalry games. A lot of times it comes down to you throw out the records, and in this case it is it looks like a pretty evenly matched game. But in a lot of those games, I remember, Brian, where the Longhorns look like clearly the better team, or the Sooners look like clearly the better team, and it literally, you're a quarter into the game, yeah, you realize, oh, that's irrelevant today.
Yeah. I mean, it really, the beginning of the game means an awful lot in terms of the momentum and, you know, carrying that momentum into the second half, obviously. You know, I've watched both teams play this year, and I don't think we've gotten the best out of either team for four quarters. We've seen some greatness for a quarter, quarter and a half, maybe even a half. Texas looked awful good against Texas Tech, you know, putting up 42 in the first half. So that's scary, because we really don't know who we're going to see. And again, that's kind of part and parcel for, you know, where these teams sometimes find themselves in the middle of the season, is they're still trying to work out the kinks. The good thing is they're both good. They're both talented. And I think they're both going to be in it in the conversation at the end of the season. So whether they play this game and one team wins, it doesn't mean at the end of the season the Big 12 championship can be a flip-flop and, you know, just a rematch like we've seen in the past. So, you know, it's important. And it's definitely important for the victor to come out and keep that momentum throughout the remaining part of the season, because there are some great teams in the Big 12. You know, Oklahoma State's doing well. Baylor has risen again. So this is a pivotal game for the success for both programs.
Brian Bosworth with us, College Hall of Famer. I was talking to Wallace Marsh, and he said that you got to visit with Bill Snyder, and dude is 80-something now and still going, and what a great, great coach. You guys were inducted together in the College Football Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, just an honor. I got a chance to, you know, visit with him back in 2015, and just very gracious coach. He's an interesting cat because he is so calm and cerebral and kind that you just want to do everything you can. I mean, as a player's perspective, you would want to do everything you could to make that man proud, much like Coach Switzer. Different personalities, obviously, but he was able to get the best out of his players, and the success that he brought to Kansas State was remarkable.
Brian Bosworth with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Were you a little concerned about Spencer Rattler a little earlier in the season? What do you think now?
I mean, Spencer has an amazing skill set. I mean, there's no question about it. He's probably the best thrower that Lincoln Riley has had. And I think I've read where Lincoln has actually said that. And when you watch Spencer throw, he is quite talented. I think that a lot of the criticism is undue because it's not Spencer that is making the majority of the mistakes. I think it's you know, the offensive line, and it always starts with the offensive line for an offense. They need to give him more time. They need to establish a running game. You know, Oklahoma's always done well when they've been able to run the ball successfully and then play action pass, and then work their way down the field from the, you know, from the shallows to the deep. And Spencer's got that great arm. He just hasn't had the time, and his receivers haven't had the ability to break away because the running game has been so inconsistent. So, I think that's an important factor going into this game. The team that can establish the run and maintain the run for four quarters, dictating to the other side what and when they're going to play their offense, is the key. So, you know, if Oklahoma can show up some of the mistakes that they've shown in the first five games and give Spencer the extra time to scan the field, and he can use some of his weapons. What he hasn't used a whole lot so far this year is Austin Stogner, you know, the tight end. And he's, you know, tight ends have always been big in this game. So I look for that connection to get, you know, used a little bit. And then maybe if he gets some help in the running game, we can see some big plays going down the field, you know, 25, 30-yard plus passes.
Brian, you played at a time where, you know, the Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry was very special. The Big 8 was its own thing, Southwest Conference. Of course, it became the Big 12, and 26 years later, we find out that the two teams, the two headliners, Texas and Oklahoma, are going to the SEC. I'm curious what your thoughts were when you heard that Oklahoma was going to be headed to the SEC along with Texas.
I wasn't surprised. You know, and I think it's the way that gravity is pulling college football, you know, these, you know, the super conferences, TV, obviously money speaks loudly in these kinds of deals. And I think that's ultimately what the situation came down to. As much as I hate to say goodbye to the Big 12 and, you know, those rivalries that have been built over time from the Big 8 to the Big 12, it's certainly going to be so exciting to see, you know, an Oklahoma and an Alabama, Oklahoma and a Georgia, a Texas and a Tennessee, a Texas and a Florida, you know, reconstituting the Texas A&M rivalry. It's going to make some fantastic TV and some drama for the SEC in the upcoming, you know, future years. So I think it's a win-win for college football, you know, but it's a sad state of affairs when, you know, conferences can't maintain due to the fact that the money disparagement is clearly a factor for the Big Ten, the ACC, is not being given the same consideration in the Big 12. Plus the TV times. I know the Big 12 teams are a little sick of, you know, having 11 o'clock kickoffs. They'd like to have some primetime kickoffs, and they, you know, 2:30 kickoffs and 6:30 kickoffs, and that's just not happening. So there's some frustration across the board, but I think this is a move that was a long time in the making.
Of all the programs that probably, I mean, you guys have had a road through the Big 12. It's been an easy road to the playoffs and to really successful seasons. You're not worried, a little bit worried about that changing, how difficult it's going to be now?
Well, I mean, if you're afraid of the failure, then I don't know why we're playing. Because you only know you're good when you play against the best. So, you know, certainly measure yourself against that. Now, given that, Oklahoma has certainly been very successful in the Big 12 year in, year out. What they haven't been is successful beyond the Big 12 championship game. They've lacked the ability to get into playoffs, be successful in playoffs, and pull a national championship. That being said, I think that making that move for both teams may take a year or two or three even to get the kind of recruits that they can stack like an Alabama and a Georgia and a Florida has been able to do. And that's what it takes in the SEC. It's a different game of physicality for the four quarters, not as much finesse. And I think once Oklahoma and Texas get in there and they bolster the offensive and defensive lines and get the kind of, I don't think either school has a problem with the skill position. It's the big boys up front on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball that really make the big difference in the SEC and being successful for four quarters, game after game, throughout the entire season. And that's what's really going to be the eye-opener for both clubs going in. But by gaining that strength, and I think, you know, when you looked at Arkansas and Texas, you watched that matchup, as bad as Arkansas has been in the past, what they've done while being in the SEC is they've toughened up. They've been able to go and make themselves strong for four quarters. They haven't been successful in the past seasons. This is this year they've showed some promise. Last week against Georgia kind of reset the mark for them. But, you know, I think you can see the disparity between a Texas and an Arkansas when they matched up. You know, Arkansas really handled Texas pretty easily. So I think that's kind of the program you're going to see of what do we need to do once we get in the SEC to compete week in and week out, be successful, and be at the end of the season, you know, be a player in the SEC championship game.
Before you go, what do you think of the NIL?
Not a big fan of the way it was unveiled. You know, just there's so many opportunities for the NCAA to come in and kind of make this thing work. It's, to me, you know, being able to pay a player, but not be able to pay the team creates, you know, a division, the possibility of having division and decisiveness in a locker room and on a field and in the players' minds. And, I mean, you drop $100,000 into a college kid's account, that's going to be a catalyst to keep kids unfocused, not only for the kid who's getting the money dropped in, but all the, you know, buddies, hey, man, I know you got what money, we go out and, you know, do some stuff that college kids like to do, but that's not what college athletes are there to do. They're there for focus and, you know, and being there. So there's just a lot of distractions, and then the ability to have the transfer portal be part of that as kind of an ATM for players to tap into, even though that's not the way it was designed, that's the way I think they're going to be using it. And I've already seen where they're kind of leveraging the transfer portal to get what they want, you know, where they want, and get incentivized to go in different schools. So it just kind of messes up and muddies the water for what college football has always been, which is an amateur sport for the college football fan, and now it's kind of turned into more of a semi-pro, pay-for-play type environment, and it's going to take a few years to see how this thing works itself out.
Yep. Brian Bosworth on OU, Texas OU Week. Great to talk to you, man. We really appreciate it. Great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right.
Boomer.
Brian Bosworth right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about, listen, you have some issues in the bedroom. It happens, okay? Like, I think the number is like 40% of men under 40 have ED issues. It's okay. It's all right. It happens. Whatever. There is a way to get around it. There's a way that you can feel more confident. There's a way called GetRoman.com/John. GetRoman.com/John, a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you to find the best treatment. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process, straightforward and discreet. Get started. It's simple. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today and connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/John. Now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment.
ESPN 97.5.